Today we've got Goosebumps, Say Cheese and Die. In this book, a kid finds a haunted camera being kept in an old derelict house where a berserk hobo named Spidey lives. Spidey's furniture is described as being a couple overturned milk cartons, and I'm only a couple very inexpensive and inherited pieces of furniture away from that lifestyle myself. My first tip for berserk hobos looking to change their lifestyles: maybe go by, I don't know, Steve or Isaac or something. Something other than Spidey or Eyeball or Gouge-O-Matic Ragemaster 2000. It turns out Spidey isn't all that dangerous, but just once, I would like to read the horror novel where the hobo everyone fears is, in fact, dangerous, worthy of fear, jumping out of the bushes and exposing himself and so on. He thinks he's protecting the world from a haunted camera, but that's because he's crazy. There's no such thing as a haunted camera, Eyeball. We only fear you for your mood swings. This kid is exploring the house with his buddies like some kind of dime store Zach Baggins when he finds this Polaroid that takes pictures. But gasp, in all the pictures, the people pictured are in peril or falling down the stairs or whatever. And then, moments after the photo develops and shows the horrific scene, the bad thing in the photo actually happens to the person who is photographed. The kid who finds the camera brings it home and puts it in a secret compartment in his headboard, and I was instantly back to being in grade school and jealous as hell. I wanted nothing more than a secret compartment. I tried to make a secret compartment in the headboard of my bed with tape and half a small cardboard gift box, and it didn't work because I didn't understand even basic physics. I guess I was obsessed with this idea of a secret hiding place, even though I had nothing to put in it. I had no secrets, but still, secret compartment was at the top of the list of things that had improved my life. I thought maybe if I had a secret compartment, juicy secrets would follow. If you tape it to the underside of a headboard thingy, they will come. This book does contain probably the most stirring imagery up to this point, which is during a baseball game. And I will read it to you. It's a, you know, an image of a kid being concussed in a game. A dozen people, players and spectators, cried out as the ball flew across the diamond, a sharp line drive, and slammed into the side of Bird's head with another thunk. Greg watched in horror as the ball bounced off Bird and dribbled away onto the infield grass. Bird's eyes went wide with disbelief, confusion. He stood frozen in place on the base path for a long moment. Then both of his hands shot up above his head and he uttered a shrill cry, long and loud, like the high-pitched whinny of a horse. His eyes rolled up in his head. He sank to his knees and uttered another cry, softer this time. Then he collapsed, sprawling onto his back, his neck at an unnatural angle, his eyes closed. He didn't move. End of chapter. Pretty amazing. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's something. And to this end, I did decide that one thing I wanted to do as part of this year's Potoween was to design a piece of deep-cut Goosebumps merchandise. So what I did is made a Pitt's Landing Dolphins design that's available on Redbubble, complete with my very own Nickelodeon splat and everything. Now, after I designed this and I put in some tags like Goosebumps and Say Cheese and Die, Redbubble held it for review, which can take up to a month, but in my case only took a couple weeks. I guess they want to make sure I'm not doing copyrighted stuff here, which You know, this seems borderline, but come on. There's tons of stuff way more copyright unsafe than this, right? I mean, nobody else is making a Pitt's Landing Dolphins anything. And so I made an old-timey baseball guy with the head of a dolphin who has a camera for no reason. And it's on, like, you know, a very Nickelodeon-looking background and all that. You can find this by going to helpfulsnowman.com and then clicking on the merchandising tab near the top. Now, here's another part I wanted to read. So he had a dream. Our main character, Greg, has a dream. It was about the camera. I was taking everyone's picture. My whole family, Mom, Dad, and Terry, they were barbecuing in the backyard. I held up the camera. I kept saying, say cheese, over and over. And when I looked through the viewfinder, they were smiling back at me, but they were all skeletons. All of them. Their skin was gone. And Greg's voice trailed off. What a dumb dream, Sherry said, laughing. Now, what I learned, perhaps the most interesting factoid, the story here is that this whole part wasn't originally part of the story as R.L. Stein wrote it. So there was the artist Tim Jacobus, who did almost all the Goosebumps covers, the classic ones that we all know and love. And they would kind of work on them at the same time. So R.L. Stein would give him some ideas of what the story was, and he would make a cover. But in this case, he made the cover. Everyone at the publisher loved the image, which was of skeletons barbecuing, like a photo of skeletons all barbecuing. And but R.L. Stein was like, that doesn't happen in the story. And so they liked the cover so much that they told him, like, well, just write it into the story. You know what I mean? Figure it out. And so anyway, R.L. Stein did it. And he was like, well, how could I do this quick and easy? And he just made it a dream, which then someone describes, which normally I'm annoyed by. But since it was kind of forced on R.L. Stein, I have to let this one slide. But I did think it was funny that, you know, his friend is like, what a dumb dream. Because I was like, I wonder if that's R.L. Stein putting his little barb in there of like, don't make me do this shit again. It's weird, though, because it's not like Monster Blood had slime cascading down the stairs in it, or like Why I'm Afraid of Bees had a bee with a kid's head on it. That never happens in the book. It's not like the covers are all mega accurate, but maybe R.L. Stein predicted that whole debacle where a lady sued because a movie trailer showed something that wasn't in the movie's final cut.
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.